Ukraine bracing for a new missile attack. Until NATO, Fox News. Reuters reports Ukraine's declared an air raid alert over most of the country. The country's electric company performing emergency power shutdowns in the capital, Kyiv, as well as in Odessa. That comes as the U.S. is providing some armored vehicles to Ukraine.
The U.S. will send 31 U.S.-made Abrams tanks to Ukraine. There's no word just yet on when the equipment will arrive in Kyiv. It comes the same day as German Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced that the country would be sending at least 14 Leopard 2 tanks. It will also greenlight the possibility for other countries to send their German-made tanks as well. Other countries quickly speaking up. Ukrainian officials say this is a major win and a victory in moving forward and pushing Russian forces out of its territory as the war nears the one-year mark on February 24th. In Kyiv, Ukraine, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
The Department of Transportation says it's launched an investigation into Southwest Airlines over the 16,000-plus flights it canceled in December.
A spokesperson for the Department of Transportation tells Fox it has begun looking into whether or not Southwest executives engaged in unrealistic scheduling of flights, which under federal law would be considered a deceptive business practice. An airline spokesperson tells Fox Southwest will continue to cooperate with any inquiry from government officials. Southwest says the December cancellations cost the company roughly $825 million. In Washington, Sean Angel, Fox News.
Meta Platform says it will end President Trump's suspension from Facebook and Instagram. His accounts were banned for inflammatory remarks made just before and after the January 6th riot on Capitol Hill. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Police in California say they can't find any connection to the suspected shooter or 11 victims in last weekend's mass shooting at a ballroom in Monterey Park. The suspect, 72-year-old Hu Can Tran, died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna also told a news conference.
Not only have we found that he wasn't married, but we have not been able to tie him in romantically to any of the victims so far.
Vice President Kamala Harris met with families of the victims Wednesday. The Newport News School Board in Virginia is showing the door to its superintendent, George Parker III. That comes after a six-year-old shot his teacher. Parents have been calling for Parker to be fired ever since, and that teacher is now suing.
Abby Zwirner's attorney says the shooting was entirely preventable, as three separate teachers at Richneck Elementary School warned administrators on January 6th about a child with a gun who was threatening people. No charges have been filed against the first grader or the student's parents. It's still unclear how the child gained access to the weapon, which the parents say was secured. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Get ready for what may be a really close encounter.
Abby Zwirner's attorney says the shooting was entirely preventable, as three separate teachers at Richneck Elementary School warned administrators on January 6th about a child with a gun who was threatening people. No charges have been filed against the first grader or the student's parents. It's still unclear how the child gained access to the weapon, which the parents say was secured. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
An asteroid is expected to close in on the planet Earth on Thursday night. NASA's saying it should get within 2,200 miles of the planet, but it won't hit. Until NATO, this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.